Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is in response to the letter published April 13 titled Carbon Tax, Does Nothing, But Create Government Jobs. I would like to comment on the latest letter in Bradford Today and Innisfil Today by a reader saying, the carbon tax solves nothing. This statement is worse than disappointing. It's downright tragic if there is even one more person who thinks this way. To say something like this is to not be in the know. At the very least, please do your homework. I suggest starting with David Suzuki's Carbon Tax 101. Every Canadian citizen owes it to themselves and this beautiful planet of ours to educate even just one person. We cannot have naysayers on such a critical subject as meeting our targets as set forth in the Paris Agreement. To keep global warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, emissions need to be reduced by 45% by 2030 and reach net zero by 2050. This tax will help us with this goal. For the love of this planet. How, you ask? It's designed to increase costs of burning polluting fossil fuels and encourage cleaner alternatives. It creates a financial incentive for people and businesses to pollute less. Rebates help keep household costs down. Donna Deneau, Victoria Harbour.